Ah, the little things. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Ah, the little things. Our life is filled with little things. Our life is filled with momentary things. Our life is filled with all of those ideas we have, and all of those dreams we have, and all those wonderful feelings we have. Our body is built on the little things, the atoms of our bottom, the quarks of the atoms. All the little things in life are what make life so exciting and so interesting, and yet it seems as though our intention runs along the line of the big things. We want to know how to solve world peace. We want to know how to bring about perfect health in our bodies. We want to know how to have happy relationships. We want to know how to be wealthy. We want to know all of these big things. And yes, they are the big things. They are the big things that we feel that when they are fulfilled and solved and revealed and given to us in some way, that our life will be happy. Our life will be content. Our life will be satisfied. We'll have achieved the goal that we have come here to live this life for. And is that really what we have come here to live this life for? Have we come here to live this life to have good relationships with others? Have we come here to live this life to have a beautiful body, to have a good body, to have a healthy body? Have we come into this life to live in abundance and wealth? Have we come in this life to have a world where all is peace and all is harmony and all is right action? Is that what we've come into this world for? Well, it certainly would seem so by where our attention is. It certainly would seem so by where our dreams and desires are. It certainly would seem so from what we think are the things of real value. Now, what is the thing that is of the greatest value to any person on the face of the earth, really? What is the thing of greatest value to anyone who is living in this life that we know? Well, certainly, to live in a happy state of consciousness is something very important. To live in a body that functions in a beautiful, harmonious way. To live among people who are happy people, who are delightful. To have dreams and goals and desires and achieve them. Those seem to be very noble and very outstanding things that we want to accomplish. But let's consider what really is the most important thing in the world. The most important thing in the world is when you wake up in the morning and you feel good. And you take a deep breath and you let it all out and you say, Oh, I had a good sleep. Oh, I feel so good. And you jump out of bed. You don't crawl out of bed. You jump out of bed because you feel so good. And you look around you, and everything you look at, you see through the eyes of goodness because you feel good. And you look at your place where you live, your house, your apartment, your room, whatever it is where you live. And you say, oh, this is such a beautiful place. I feel such harmony here. I feel such peace here. I feel such a goodness here. Oh, my goodness. Well, now, who do you think brought that peace, that harmony, and that goodness into your room, into your house? You did. Who do you think made you feel so wonderful when you woke up in the morning? You did. Who do you think gave you this body that is functioning in perfect harmony? You don't even know it's there. It is so unobtrusive. It is so perfect. It is so ideal. You don't even know it's there. When you breathe air, you don't even know it's there. When you drink water, you don't even know it's there. When you're eating, you don't even know it's there. It's only when you begin to know that it's there, then you begin to judge it. And when you begin to judge the little things in your life, then they become the big things in your life. Is this air pure? Is this air the type of air I want to breathe? Is this water pure? Is this water good for me? Is this water beneficial for my body? Is this food beneficial for me? Oh, yes. Now, the real thought is not, is this air beneficial for me, but is my thought about this air beneficial for me? And that I'm totally in charge of. That is my lone call of what I think about. What is my thought about the air that I breathe? Do I bless this air? Do I see this air as being beautiful? Do I realize that within my body I have, and I don't want to really realize this, but I have all the purification systems necessary to take in any air that I breathe and have it be a blessing and benefit to my body? Anything which is not beneficial to me, my body siphons out, functions out, filters out, so it does not affect me. Only that which is for my highest and my best, and which will make me healthy and happy and harmonious with myself, is what I breathe in. Now you say, well, that's not always the case. Well, yes, it is always the case. It's only when I begin proclaiming that the air I breathe is not beneficial, and I begin looking for its faults, that I find its faults. You say, well, it doesn't work that way. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. My body is the temple of the living spirit. My body is ideal. My body knows exactly how to function under all circumstances. My body knows how to breathe deeply of the beautiful, fresh, wonderful, pure air. My body knows how to breathe peripherally, just slightly, where the air is not most beneficial to me. And yet I still have sufficient air. My body knows how to do all these things because it's the way it is designed to be. And when my thought corresponds with my body's activity, then my body's activity is going to be the most fantastic thing in the world. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in a beautiful temple here. My body is wonderfully made. I don't even really think about it. I love my body. I don't worship my body. My body is the temple in which it is not the thing that I worship. My body is the temple in which I live, in which I breathe, in which I express myself. It is a myself that, if I were to worship anything, I would worship, but I don't even worship that. Because that is just as natural as night and day for me, my body. And for my body to be perfect, that is just the most natural thing for me. That's just that little thing that I don't even think about. I know. I continuously affirm, I like me. I continuously tell my body, hey, you're a good body. You're a wonderful body. You're fantastic. You're glorious. Oh, but then I don't even think about my body. I just live in it and know it and delight in it and show it. My body is the outpicturing of what thoughts I have in my mind about who and what I am. And when I know who and what I am, when I know that I am a glorious, wonderful being, I know that my body is this wonderful temple, and then I let it go. And I look around me, and I see the world in which I live. And because I like me, because I like me, and because I like this temple I live in, and because everything I do is a blessing and honor to this temple and to me and to I like me, everything I see is a reflection of what my thought is about. And so I look out and I only see, and I should take the word only away, I look out and I see beautiful beings whom I have created. A beautiful world in which I live, a beautiful life in which I express my ideals about myself. Every little thing that I think about is a blessing to me. And as a blessing to me, as a wonderful expression of the divine in me, then the world that surrounds me, or that I surround myself with, is equally wonderful, is equally a temple. Yes, this is a temple in which I live. Not only this body, but this world I create about me. I've created that. And it is a world of good and very good. It's not a big thing. It's just that every little thought that I think, every little thing that I think about it in its ideal form, in its ideal frame, in its ideal wisdom. And someone looks at me and smiles, and I say, "Oh, you're wonderful." But first, I have looked out and smiled at my world. First, I have looked out and smiled at every single being in my world, every single thing. I smile at the trees. I smile at the birds. I smile at the bees. I smile at the plants. I smile. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, and the girls filled the table with flowers. Each of us had a special bouquet of flowers that were brought to us. Each was so glorious and so beautiful, and they still last. And I came into my house, the Hermitage, and I looked on my desk, and there was a beautiful bouquet of flowers, so thoughtfully, so lovingly placed there and created. Am I somebody's Valentine, or am I my own Valentine? And because I am my own Valentine, I create everybody being my Valentine, and I create me being everyone's Valentine. A time of showing the world, showing myself, showing each other how much we love each other. At my place at the breakfast table was a little card that said how much they loved me. By my side, as I ate my breakfast, lay my dog, Rex. He's as big as a man. He weighs as much as a heavy person. He's over 100 pounds. He's a wonderful, wonderful dog. And when he sits there and he looks at you with his big brown eyes, he's saying, "I love you." And yet, when he smells something that gathers his attention and he needs to go, oh, he can pull, he can say, "I want to get to that, I want to do that, I want to follow that scent that I have." And I hold him firmly and I say, "No, you want to come with me." And in a moment, the scent is no longer as compelling as my hand upon his collar, directing him to come with me. And he comes with me, and he loves to come with me because I love him. He's just a little thing, but you see, I could let him make me unhappy if I wanted to and say, oh, why does he do that? Why does he chase this? Why does he? And no, I firmly announce a little thing. I firmly announce that he is my pet and that he is under my control. He is under my direction. He is under my love. Now, I could say he never has a scent that he follows, and I wouldn't do that because dogs have scents that they follow. But I do say Rex always likes to walk with me. He always likes to be with me. And as I always say, as I walk the path, when Rex is out foraging in the forest and looking around on our 104 acres, finding all of the exciting adventures going on there, when I think to myself, Rex, come, walk with me now, and then let it alone. One time, let it alone. An instant later, he is walking right beside me. Where he had been the instant before that, who knows? But I do know, when I chose to take care of the little thing of saying, Rex, walk with me now, lovingly, under my voice, under my breath, not out loud, because I'm not trying to get him to know where I am, where he's on the other side of the acreage. When I speak my word, he is with me. When I speak my word that my world is filled with beautiful people, I am creating the beautiful people in the world. When I speak my word, I have beautiful friends. And that's because I am a beautiful friend. And how do I become a beautiful friend? How do I go out and I say to the world, hey, I'm a beautiful friend. Hey, I'm a nice guy. Hey, yes, I'm a wonderful friend. Ooh-wee. I don't do that. People look at me and think, what's he trying to say? I just go out and do one little thing that is my nature and my desire and my dream for myself. I just go out and be unconditionally loving of all beings and all circumstances. I am unconditionally loving, which means I have no judgment. And these are the little things. Do I judge how a person looks? Do I judge how their breath is? Do I judge how their eyes are looking tired? Do I judge how they have their face and they look as though they're the wreck of the Hesperus? Do I judge and see the world in any way other than unconditionally loving? I have unconditional love for myself first. I find that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me. I find that my dog likes me. He just thinks I'm the greatest guy. And when I reach down and pet the cats, sometimes they let me pet them, sometimes they don't. It depends on their mood at the moment. And Jeannie, a special little cat that we have, I reach my hand up and she doesn't withdraw. I reach into her little nest where she is and she looks at me and she says, okay, you may do that. If it gives you pleasure to pet me, that's just fine. You go right ahead. Not too much now. I only want a little bit, but just as much as I want. And I think to myself, why don't you act like Sam? Sam just loves to be hugged. He loves to be cuddled. He loves to be petted. He loves to be stroked. He just loves that. Well, when I'm stroking Sam, I like to be stroked. I like to be petted. I like to be loved. I'm that reflection. And when I'm petting Jeannie, I reach up and pet this little blackie cat, and I say, you're wonderful. And she looks at me and licks my fingertips and says, thank you, but I'm aloof to the world. I'm aloof to everything. I just enjoy being myself. I enjoy doing whatever it pleases me to do. And Jeannie can climb the highest tree, and she can leap up on top of the house and run along and just be playful and have other things. And Sam has taken after her in doing the same thing. And he thinks that running across the roof of the house and running up the trees is just fine. But Sam hasn't learned to climb as high in the tree as Jeannie does. But he's learning all these things because he's watching Jeannie. And he likes what she does. He likes the little things that she does. And so he follows suit. I follow suit as I watch these critters and these beings, and they can do such wonderful things. And they are so balanced. They are so harmonious with their body, and they're so harmonious with everything they do. They leap from the tallest bush down onto the ground, from the roof of the of the garage down onto the ground, they leap. Wonderfully, perfectly, lovingly. And they do it time and again. Not as though it were an accident. They do it time and again because they love to fly. They love to do what they do. They see everything good and very good. And they just love being themselves. Can you say that of yourself? I do of myself. I love being me. I love being just who I am. I love the world that I live in. I love the people in the world that I live in. I love the circumstances in the world that I live in. Every time I sit down at the table and eat a meal with our family here in the monastery, I feel what a glorious, beautiful group of people. How wonderful each person is with the smile on their face and the joy in their heart. And as they look at each other, they look like I do. They look at each other and they look with a smile on their face. And they see the things that each other does, and they say, oh, you are so thoughtful, you are so loving, you are so great. And they say it basically under their breath, because it is a truism. It is a reality that does not have to be expressed out loud. It is a reality that is just lived in their heart. And what are they doing when they're living this reality in their heart? What they're doing is they're being themselves and having fun. No greater gift could be given to any of us than to learn to be ourselves and have fun. For as I am myself and have fun, all the little things that I do in my life are a blessing to me and to my world. As I am myself, the divine, glorious being that I am, and if I am having fun, I am doing that which is for my highest and my best, that which is the most beautiful, the most outstanding, the most desirable, which has no negatives in it. It is always positive, always uplifting, always wonderful, always fantastic, always glorious. Because that's what life is all about. Ah, the little things. Ah, the little things. When these little things are in harmony, my world is worth living. When I am at peace in myself, all my world is in right order. When I like myself and everything that I do and everything that I say and everything that I think, then my world is in divine order. And how do I make sure that I like everything that I think? I live my life from the point of view of unconditional love. And without any conditions, I love everything and everybody, starting with me and ending with me. For if I unconditionally love myself, my world is the most complete, fulfilled, wonderful, glorious, revealed world that could ever be. But it's only those little things that make me into the being that I am. It's only my little thoughts of peace on earth, of balance and harmony everywhere, of goodness in all my life. The little thoughts. Yes, the little thoughts. And these little thoughts reveal the values of life. Ah, the little things. They are the grand and wonderful things, aren't they? Delight with me this day in the little things for you, and watch how they happen, and watch how wonderful life is, was, and always will be, and it's up to us to see the little things happy, and we will see life happy all the time. I love you. I love you. I love you. You know, as I say I love you, I'm thinking I really should be saying, I like me. I like me. I like me. Because that's what I really mean. And when I like me, I love everything in my universe. And you can be sure you are in my universe.